It's that time of year where kids are heading back to school, and if you're unlucky, your kid could come home with some uninvited guests. Yeah, we're talking head lice, getting itchy just thinking about it. But don't worry, we've got just the person to talk us through all this. Dr. Dawn Nolt is a professor of pediatric infectious diseases. She's also the lead author of the American Academy of Pediatrics' most recent report on head lice. Doctor, so how worried should we be about our kids getting lice to school?
Good morning. We shouldn't be too worried. It's actually pretty hard to have lice go from one head to another because we have to remember that it crawls. It doesn't jump. It doesn't fly. And so really, your kids are relatively safe in the classroom from getting head lice from their classmates as long as they don't, you know, rub their heads together.
That's what I'm about to say, yeah. Bump heads or rub heads together, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Now, some people might that are listening might remember being sent home from school because they had lice, but the current CDC guidance says it's not necessary. Why isn't it necessary? You would think you'd want the little critters away from other kids.
Right. So it's important to remember that it takes about 4 to 6 weeks for someone to really show and start itching from head lice. And so, you know, once it's detected, it's probably really been there for about a month. It doesn't carry any additional diseases. It's just really a nuisance. So we encourage that kids stay in school at least till the end of the day and send a note or a call to the family to, you know, start treatment as soon as they can.
So speaking of treatment, what is the best treatment for lice if someone has it? I mean, are we still shaving kids' heads?
Oh, goodness, no. We don't want to do that. That's so traumatic. But certainly there are very safe and effective FDA-approved products for head lice that are available over the counter. It's important to follow the directions to get the best outcomes. But, you know, they're really safe, and you'll know if your treatment is effective if you don't see any lice in about 7 to 10 days after your last dose of medication.
7 to 10 days. Okay. Yeah. Now, one of the things I can imagine, a kid might feel sad or down about themselves if, you know, if they find out they have lice. I mean, what's the best way to handle how to talk to your kid about having lice if they have it?
Right. You're absolutely right. We don't want to embarrass or cause anxiety in that child. And we just reassure them and reassure families, which are probably the people who are probably more anxious. But we want to tell them that, you know, lice is a common childhood disease. It's found worldwide. It can attach to anyone's head. It doesn't discriminate. And we can get you treated. And you will, in a bit of time, be able to not have it on your head anymore.
Why is lice getting such? I mean, when I hear of this, doctor, it becomes this thing where it's like, oh, it's a panic in the community, right? It becomes this whole thing where every parent is just terrified of this.
Mm-hmm. I think it has that stigma, unfortunately, it still does, in that it's associated with maybe poor hygiene or houselessness or not washing your hair really well or combing it right. And it's really none of that. And so, as long as we recognize that, you know, kids, we'll get lice, we should be okay.
Yeah, just like they get colds, right?
That's right.
All right, that's Dr. Dawn Nolt, Professor of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at Dornbecker Children's Hospital in Portland, Oregon. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you.